Tally 'em up. An easy way to learn who is, and isn't, coming back for more. A Wall Street Journal poll conducted a few years ago found that 68% of customers abandon their suppliers because the employee who took care of them seemed indifferent. Imagine if one of the respondents was thinking of one of your employees when he or she answered the poll. Did your dealership lose that customer to a competitor? It is absolutely imperative that dealerships measure customer satisfaction and loyalty each month. And it's not that difficult. Here's how. Each month, run a report that lists in alphabetical order the customers who bought parts from the dealership in the previous month and year to date. If your computer system can't generate such a report, find a way to get it too. Start out by running the report for all parts purchased during the 2017 calendar year. If your system needs to use a fiscal year, run the most recent fiscal year-end report, then run a report just for the month of January. Then get yourself two different colored felt pens. Go down the January report, noting each customer who bought in January but not in December. On the year-end report, mark off each customer who bought something in 2017 but not in January 2018. The customers who didn't buy anything in January are potential defectors. The customers who did are new business. Calculate defections and acquisitions by adding up the customers marked in one report or the other and dividing that total by the total number of the dealership's customers. Do this once for each of the dealership's major sales, parts, service and rentals. Equipment sales are too spotty to use this method. Easier than you thought it'd be, isn't it? Customer satisfaction comes from providing service value, and this is where the rubber meets the road. Service value comes from satisfied and loyal employees. Satisfied employees are trained on the dealership's services as well as its products, features, and benefits. They understand what all this means to machine operations. They know the dealership's marketplace and the products and services its competitors offer. They know how to use the company's computer system. And they've received sales training. In the discipline of market leaders, authors Michael Treacy and Fred Viersema point out three main areas of consideration. Operational excellence, offering attractive pricing as well as convenience and reliability. Product excellence, the result of product performance superiority. Customer intimacy, the use of micro-marketing to cover finer market segments. Reliability, the ability to deliver, accurately and consistently, on what was promised to the customer. Responsiveness, the drive to help customers promptly. Assurance, the knowledge, competence and confidence that your employees display. Empathy, the degree of caring and individual attention shown to customers. Tangibles, the appearance of such physical assets as your employees, facilities and property. I've put these points into terms more appropriate for equipment distribution. These five areas measure all of the critical elements that lead to customer satisfaction and loyalty. Each can be objectively measured. Corrective action, if necessary, can be taken. More important, they all address the customer's impressions of your business. In most surveys, contractors pointed out time and again that convenience, responsiveness and availability are the most important considerations in selecting a supplier. How does your dealership measure up? Check out your retention and acquisition statistics. Measure it monthly in parts. That's how you'll learn what you have to do to improve business. It's not complicated, but it is critical. If you don't act, there are plenty of competitors out there waiting for your customers to defect so they can show them what they were missing by doing business with you. Not a good situation to be left in, if you ask me. The time is now.